Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Glad you're part of my day. I'm glad you're hanging out with me. If you're here, that means that you're a small business owner and you want to get smarter, or you want to be a small business owner and you want to know where to start. And how do I put the pieces of this puzzle together? Well, let me tell you something, folks. If you're just starting out and you're trying to figure out how to put the pieces of the puzzle together, those of us who already have a business, we're still trying to put the puzzle together, aren't we? Aren't we, small business owners? It's a never-ending process, and so don't get too far ahead of yourself. There's always plenty of pieces of the puzzle to look for. Somebody who helps us put this puzzle together is our good buddy Gene Grossman. Gene is one of the top Lincoln portrayers of the 21st century, and also in the 20th century as well. And but not the 19th century. I know he didn't go back that far, but he's also one of the top motivational experts and management experts that we have. And he's the author of The Words Lincoln Lived By, so much wisdom that we've all been able to benefit from the words of Lincoln. And Gene's been helping to keep that message going. Gene Grossman, welcome back to the show.
I'm always glad to be with you. Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you here. You know, speaking of Lincoln, President-elect Obama has been spending a lot of time with Lincoln lately, hasn't he?
He certainly has, and he's taken a cue from Doris Kearns Goodwin's book, Team of Rivals, which
right.
I have read. It's a spectacularly good book, and it points out that there are great strengths for leaders who can find people to surround themselves with who possess skills they lack. And that is something that Lincoln was able to do. He had no executive experience prior to becoming president, but he surrounded himself with people who had that experience.
You know, when I look at Obama's cabinet that he's putting together, his team he's putting together, there are plenty of opportunities for people to nitpick, you know, this issue or that issue, why this person isn't good, that person isn't good or whatever. And some people say, where's the change? But with regard to what you just said, surrounding himself with strong people, that's a big deal right there. Strong people who obviously have skills and experiences that he doesn't have.
That is so true, and it's a principle that one can take into the small business or the large business, and that is to find people who have talents and abilities, who've seen things that you haven't seen. In fact, the seeing is terribly important. I came upon a quote years ago, which I worked into my Lincoln portrayal, and these days Lincoln is saying it, and it is what we see depends on the habits of our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And you see,
Joel Barker calls that. Joel Barker calls those paradigms.
Yes, and so what we see depends on what our experience is, what has happened to us. So if we bring on to the team somebody who had a different background from ourselves, they may see something totally different that we may have missed, and that's the advantage, one great advantage of Team of Rivals of diversity.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and it's so important these days to find complementary people for your team. If you hire people who agree with you, I'll give you a retail story. Many years ago, I was an 18-year-old college freshman working for a guy who was running a very successful furniture store. He was a small business owner, and I had the fortune to catch his eye for some reason, and he kind of took me under his wing a little bit, and he took me to a furniture market, Gene, and I'd never flown on an airplane. I'd never been to a market like that before, and it was my first experience. It was an eye opener, but he was buying all this furniture, especially a lot of cloth goods, a lot of sofas and chairs and things like that, and some of them were the ugliest things I'd ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Mr. Mangum, do you like this stuff? He said, no, I can't stand it. I said, well, why are you buying it? He said, I learned a long time ago, if I only bought the things that I'd like, that I liked, I'd get to keep all those. He said, I had to learn to buy things that I didn't like because other people like things that I don't like.
What a powerful lesson.
Wasn't that powerful? I mean, that was one of the keys to success. He realized that he had to surround himself with things that were different from him.
And to take that one half step further, he had to almost get into the head of another person and see things from their point of view.
Mm-hmm. By his reaction to the furniture he bought, which was my reaction, he had to actually do something that disturbed him a little bit. He didn't like this furniture. You know, from a personal standpoint, he had to get a little bit uncomfortable about it in order to make it happen.
Speaking of discomfort, one of the problems in creating a diverse team is the discomfort that comes because people who see things differently often are going to express those ideas and they're going to wear on one another. So it takes for some tolerance to get mm-hmm. along with people who are different. In mm-hmm. fact, I know you like my book, The Words Lincoln Lived By.
It's one of my favorite books in my library.
Well, let me just read one paragraph from it. Though Lincoln understood that members of a diverse population will have problems adjusting to one another, he was also wise enough to see that diversity provides an enormous opportunity to utilize the strengths of many individuals and cultures.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that we've done here on the show over the last three or four years actually, has been to do quite a bit of programming on diversity and to talk about diversity as not only the right thing to do, but as a best practice.
That is right. And let me say that very often when people hear the word diversity, the first thing that springs to their mind is toleration of people of different races or racial
right.
groups.
Right.
But it extends much farther than that. For example, diversity can be lifestyle. It can be even functions in a business. For example, in mm-hmm. big companies, sometimes some of the biggest difficulties are between the engineering types and the sales types.
Exactly. Yeah. I've seen that many times. And sales and service.
Yes, indeed.
In small business especially, and big businesses, I've seen this between sales and service. That's exactly right. Diversity could also mean generational diversity. In this day and time, that's a big deal. We're going to be right back with our good friend Gene Greisman. He's the author of The Words Lincoln Lived By and also Time Tactics of Very Successful People. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Little Norman Greenbaum bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with our good friend Gene Greisman. Gene's an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's deposited many words of wisdom with us, which you can find. You can go back and listen to, folks, to so many of the things that Gene has left us with, at our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check that out. It's a brand new website that we've launched on the old address. The address is 11 years old, but the website's only a couple of 3 years, once three weeks old, I should say. Lots of new stuff there. Hope you check that out. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Also, our knowledge base, askjim.biz, and my blog, which is jimsblog.biz. Gene Greisman, we're talking about diversity, but before we go any further, I want you to give us your website too, please.
My website is www.presidentlincoln.com.
And they can find your books there.
Lincoln.com. It has to be presidentlincoln.com.
Right. And so they'll find your books there. They can find your CDs there.
Yeah.
And all your audio programs as well, right?
Yes. Got a new audio book called Lincoln's Wisdom.
And they can book you for a delivery for Mr. Lincoln to show up too, can't they?
Yes, we do a Lincoln program. Actually, a lot of organizations bring Lincoln in for a client appreciation dinner or banquet.
Right.
They call it the wit and wisdom of Abraham.
And, of course, we've had the benefit of having President Lincoln join us on the show many times in the past. And, Gene, we're looking forward to getting him back on again real soon. Gene, we're talking about diversity, and I mentioned before we went to the break about this generational thing. If you're a business owner right now, you've got to be leveraging the technology that's available and the internet capability and social networking sites, which is a broad term that's going to have to become better. We got to find a better way to identify this for businesses. Gene, I have a problem myself with the concept, with the term social networking, because it doesn't sound very very good ROI to me. But be that as it may, there's plenty of things out there. And so for small business owners, diversity today means listening to people who are under 30, probably under 25.
Yes, yes. Well, and one reason for that is that we, and people haven't written much about it or said, we have another baby boom.
We sure do. We've talked about it on this show many times before.
And, you're ahead of things.
The Gen Ys are going to be bigger than the baby boomers.
Yes. And there's one behind that that's big too. So
yeah.
Look at all
yeah.
these babies on in airports
yeah.
where you go. And, by the way, I'm going to give your listeners a keeper. And it has to do with the diversity idea. And this quote is attributed to Saint Augustine, but who knows who said it first? It is this: in essentials, unity; in doubtful matters, liberty; in all things, charity. Isn't that good?
I've heard that before.
Yes, it's been around for hundreds of years.
You may have mentioned it on this show before. I want you to say it again.
In essentials, unity; in doubtful matters, liberty; in all things, charity. That says so much. For example, if you're putting together a team, you want to agree on some basics. For example, you wouldn't want somebody on your team to say, "Well, I just don't believe in being honest."
Right.
Well, exactly.
In other words, let's stipulate what we stand for and from which we won't veer.
That's right. There's some core values, and we're going to have unity on that. And if you don't accept that, we're not going to be able to work together. For example, when Lincoln built his team of rivals, he said, there's one thing you've got to be committed to, and that's the preservation of the Union. You see? You might be a Whig or a Democrat, you might be conservative or liberal, but there's one thing we're going to agree on.
Right.
So you're going to say, we're going to have an honest business, or we're not going to have a business at all.
Right.
So in essentials, unity.
Whatever your values are, whatever, and it could be something that the boss has said, okay, this is my company, these are three things that I won't veer from, and if you work here, it may be that kind of a thing. It could be something that's the boss gets to do that. But on those things, we agree. And then the second one is?
In doubtful matters, liberty. And that could be the kind of situations that, well, you know, here's what I prefer doing, but if you see it this way, I'm going to give you a chance to try it.
Well, I'm going to give you the freedom to disagree, the freedom to I'm going to give you a little room to a little rope, as my dad used to say. I can either build a noose or a ladder, you know, and I like
point,
that.
For example, I interviewed years ago when I was interviewing celebrities, Roberto Goizueta, who was the CEO of Coca-Cola, and he said, well, you have to be willing to permit your lieutenants to try things that don't work out. He said, a person can stay in the major leagues in baseball if they hit 3 times out of 10.
Right.
And so they're going to miss sometimes.
Right.
So you have to give people an opportunity to fail.
You have to allow them to fail. That's exactly right. All right, and then the third one.
In all things, charity. In other words,
That's the hard one sometimes, Gene.
It really is. But the charity in that larger sense of the 13th chapter of Corinthians,
the
greatest.
Yeah.
charity.
The greatest of these is charity, or sometimes it reads love. Hey, Gene, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you.
Give our best to President Lincoln.
I will do it.
Gene Griseman, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. PresidentLincoln.com. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.